KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Hardline conservative Jim Jordan from Ohio telling his fellow Republicans he'll suspend his bid to serve as House Speaker and will instead support a plan to let interim Speaker Patrick McHenry from North Carolina run the House temporarily.
Refusing to drop out, Jordan told his Republican colleagues Thursday he would support allowing McHenry to serve as Speaker for the next several months as he works to shore up support to win the gavel himself. Jordan delivered the message at a closed-door conference meeting as the Republican majority considered the unprecedented plan to give the interim Speaker more powers to reopen the House and conduct crucial business until January. Democrats are open to empowering McHenry.
Congressional correspondent Edwin Moore reporting. Israel's defense minister told ground troops to be ready to enter the Gaza Strip, though he did not say when the invasion will start. President Biden will be speaking tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Israel and the war in Ukraine. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden's approval rating has dropped to a near record low in one public opinion poll. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Heading into an election year, the president has a 37% overall approval rating in the latest CNBC All-America Economic Survey. It's only 1 point higher than his record low from July 2022. Americans continue to give Joe Biden low marks on the economy, with only 32% approving, and 6 of 10 respondents disapprove of the president's handling of foreign policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hurricane Norma is strengthening to a major storm as it spins off Mexico's Pacific coast on a path expected to bring it near Los Cabos at the southern tip of the Baja California Peninsula. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 185 points, the NASDAQ 110 points in the red. This is SRN News. America's differ on so-called climate change according to their faith.
Simply put, people who are non-religious are more likely to support climate policies that might put people out of work and raise prices. A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 66% of atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular faith think such policies are a good idea, versus 53% of white Catholics, 52% of white mainline Protestants, and 41% of white evangelical Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Asia generally considered to be socially conservative, but the LGBT agenda is making inroads. A Hong Kong court has upheld two earlier rulings that supported the granting of subsidized housing benefits to same-sex couples. Currently, Hong Kong only recognizes same-sex marriage for certain purposes, such as taxation. But gay activists are trying to change that through the courts. This is SRN News. The Department of Homeland Security officer is placed on leave.
The move was made after 36-year-old Najwa Ali shared extremist anti-Semitic content online. It's also come to light that the asylum officer for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services previously served as a spokesperson for the terrorist group Palestinian Liberation Organization. The Daily Wire report also exposed years of anti-Semitic posts, including one in which she expressed disdain for what she referred to as Israeli and American privilege. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
There's a new vaping problem, how to get rid of disposable e-cigarettes that are considered hazardous waste. They contain nicotine, lithium, and other materials that cannot be reused or recycled. Under federal law, they aren't supposed to go into the trash. Local officials now having to find their own ways to dispose of e-cigarettes. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.